5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Patrick Schick.
Put moron number two on the phone.
He's been good all year. Don't say that, Jim. He's been fantastic.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company on a Thursday. And by the way, big show coming up, Grant Hackett. The Hacky Sack.
Hacky Sack.
Of course, legend. Olympic swimming legend. But, of course, part of the coverage now of as we put our team together to head to Tokyo Fat. Yep. Interesting stuff happening everywhere.
And plays the piano.
Like that. And then, of course, so we have a look at round 14. Big games, yes. Smaller sample, of course, just the five, but I look forward to that. And then an idiot song.
Oh, no.
And it's based around arguably my favourite movie ever made. So do not go anywhere. That's coming up a little later in the hour. And then a really disappointing joke, and that'll just about do us. Hello to you, fat boy.
G'day, Jim. Great to be with you on this Thursday. June 17 already, Jim. Mm-hmm. Where's the year gone?
Flowing.
It would be Christmas.
Until recently. When it stopped.
Jim, two more lockdowns, it'll be Christmas. G'day, Raps.
Big, strong, strapping young man, Mark Boucher. Very tall lad in the same mould as Thorpe. Hackett! Hackett and Thorpe! There's nothing in it!
Yes. He is. I'll tell you, Big Hacky.
Yes.
I ran into him at the broadcast hub the other day. They'd been doing the swimming. We just finished. He is a big bastard.
Is he? Still fit?
Jeez, he's big. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Put but on any
I
weight.
I never realised that he was as tall as... I mean, we all do, but you forget.
You do.
He's a big man.
And Thorpe is big.
Yep.
He's got big feet.
Oh, of course they have.
You know what that
all
means.
Right, so, big shoes.
Exactly.
All right, so, Fat, where are we headed with the...
A bit of footy off the top, if you don't mind, umpire. What about Charlie Curnow?
Yes.
He's going to do a mini pre-season. He might come back late in the year.
That would
be nice
good.
For the Blue Baggers,
that
Jim.
That would be good.
Very nice. Of course, they signed up Harry Mackay the other day. I see still no Cripps signed.
Ooh.
Still hasn't signed.
Yeah, but you've said that all year. You said still no Bontempelli, and then he signed. You keep saying this until they sign.
Two
and then...
players, Jim. Bontempelli,
yeah,
who
signed.
Took half the year.
Right.
And it's round 14 and still no Cripper.
I don't think he's going anywhere, Cripper. No, I look at Fat. Look at him.
What about the Fremantle set to ramp up its pursuit for Jordan Clark out of the Cats, trying to get him out there.
Righto.
I thought that might have been on, but I don't know about that. Luke Jackson, apparently he's homesick.
Oh, no way, Luke Jack.
Family and friends and wants to go back to Perth. Now, you don't know, Jim. You hear this stuff.
He's a good boy.
I think he stays. What else we got here, my friend? We've got a bit of cricket. What about, there's about seven players have pulled out for the tour of West Indies and Bangladesh, Jim.
Well, it's the fatigue out of the IPL and it's the consistent quarantining and I know everyone says they get paid a fortune and shut your complaining up, but when you look at Pat Cummins, for instance,
yes,
I think it's something like in the last 18 months, he has quarantined something like seven times.
Yeah, fair enough.
So imagine 2 weeks of your life times seven where you're stuck in a hotel room, you're not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, it'll drive you insane.
Every time we speak to Langer, he's in quarantine.
He's in quarantine, I know.
So Pat Cummins, fair enough. Warner, fair enough. But I'm not sure if Daniel Sam should say... I'm unavailable. Oh, I reckon, Sam's, if you're getting a game for Australia...
Probably put your hand up,
Eric. I would have thought, Sam's, he'd come on. And maybe Kane and Joy Richardson also. But anyway, guess who is captain of that team? Finches. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he has been for a fair while.
Well, it's good to see Finches. Haven't seen him for a while since the Nuff Nuff had the Geelong gear on down at the Cremorne.
Been the white ball captain for Australia now for the best part of 4 years.
Has he?
Finches, yeah.
All right, I just haven't seen him there too many.
Haven't seen him.
Not too many.
You're a dingbat.
Big in swinger.
He'll hear that.
In swinger that takes his middle leg and off stuff.
I have a listen.
Jim, the Boomers 19-man Olympic squad has been announced.
How?
So they've cut a few players.
I can't believe
guess
one
who they've
of the
cut.
Outs. Not our man, Haviana.
Haviana out.
The thong maker.
The thong maker is out, Jim.
How know. Has that happened to our man?
Where is he playing? I don't even know if he's playing overseas and the NBA. But he's out. But I'll tell you who's in, Jim. Ryan Brockhoff, who we spoke to. He's a Geelong supporter. I didn't realise that. Mitch Creek. And Matthew Dellavedova.
Yes. Oh, he got that out. He's happy with himself too. Our man, the gold man.
Goldie. He's in, Jim. He's in the 19. Joey Ingles, Jock Landale, who's been very good.
Yes.
So, well done. 19 at the minute. It'll be cut down to 12 in early July. And then that is the 12 that go to Tokyo. Right. So, good luck. Matty Delva. Him, Jim.
You've come a long way.
Yes. Are we on now?
Yes,
yeah, good. Now, the NBL Awards, best and fairest, which is called the Andrew Gaze Trophy.
Well, it should be, too.
For taking free meals down Clarendon Street. Bryce Cotton, well done to him. Yes. He's the most valuable player. And the Lindsay Gaze Trophy for the Coach of the Year.
Yes.
How's that?
Got to be our man.
Trevor Gleeson, Perth.
What about our man, Brian Gorgon?
Second,
he's taken
Jim.
The Hawks from last to first, nearly.
Well,
nearly.
Third.
So Havaianas is playing at Cleveland, by the way.
I don't know if he's playing too much. Is he at the old Thongs? Anyway, and Dean Vickerman third there, Jim. So right, there's a bit
yes,
of basketball.
Yes.
Speaking of soccer, oh, what about the Euro 2-2-2?
Which we weren't.
Yeah, we weren't. The Euro 2020, Jim. I'm all over it. I love it. Can you believe Russia have had their first win of the tournament? Well done to the Russians. They defeated Finland.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if we got something for Finland. Yeah. Ding dong. The other game, the Wales. Terrible, that, Jim. That's yours. You come up with that.
Does anyone else cover Euro 2021 like we do?
Not like we do.
No,
we
no.
go a bit different.
Do we?
Yes. They defeated Turkey.
Gobble.
two zip.
This is actually embarrassing.
Are we on here?
Yeah, no, we shouldn't be. Not with this crap.
And there was only one more game.
One more game?
This might stuff us. Italy. Rexy!
Joe Dolce. Oh, come on.
Italy 3 defeated the Switzerland.
The nil. Switzerland.
That's the Switzerland.
They like to call themselves.
Do they? The Switzerland. Switzerland.
Just see the fight last night. Justice Hooney taking on Paul Gallen.
Justy.
I saw the result. I didn't actually see the fight. No.
It's Justice. That's his name. He's a star. He's Australian heavyweight champion. He's going to Tokyo. He's a very good fighter. He's actually a fighter, whereas Gallen is, as we know, a rugby league player, but now a boxer. But
rugby league.
He got belted, Gallen, but still was standing.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure, in the 10th round. Yes. Got belted crap out of.
Tough.
Jeez, he's tough, Jim. I love that. He's tough. And, of course, a bit of footy, Jimmy, this weekend. Well, tomorrow night.
We did footy.
Yeah.
No, we've got to come back too because we're all roads lead. All roads lead to the City of Dreams, Geelong tomorrow night, where we'll have 7,000 people there, Jim.
Crowds are open up again.
Corporates.
Oh, no.
The pivots are running.
Oh, no, I don't. I actually want to blank my mind of that tool.
City of Dreams.
Right, yep. Hang on.
All roads.
Caller on the line, Corey from Corio. I don't know. Corey.
You'll be going to the footy, Corey.
Oh, I actually just called up wanting to talk about the Euros, actually. No, it's Todd from Bowen Hills.
Yes!
Yes! And it's been a while. I've given you a spell, but I saw on Monday, you know, such an iconic day. Everyone remembers all the costumes over the years. I watched all the coverage. I still don't know what you were meant to be, Fat. I still can't work out what you wore down the slide. It's the worst outfit of the day. Worst outfit of all time, in fact. That's what I'm ranking it.
No.
It didn't make sense.
Assumption College jumper, Todd, or Corey,
great.
Or whatever your stupid name is.
Very clever, Bill. The Herald Sun the next day. Yeah. Razor Ray was front and centre. He looked great in his Elton costume. Everyone was shown. Most of them got two photos.
Yeah.
You didn't get a single shot. You were the only one, Bill.
Front page of the Addy,
even
my friend.
Daisy Pierce is bluey. She got a photo. She just got that from a discount costume shop. You couldn't even see her face. The editors of the Herald Sun considered you worse than a faceless cartoon dog, Bill.
Is that what it was? Anything
and
else?
Kudos.
You're going down to Geelong tomorrow night? Because guess what?
Kudos to the South Australian government for letting the cats in last week, by the way. I sure as hell wouldn't have done it. And they couldn't get back to Geelong because of that fog, Bill. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, fog in Adelaide.
It was fog in Geelong, and it was apparently just torched Ford Falcons and some burning schnitzels at the Cremorne. That's what I heard. But dogs by 50 tomorrow night. See you, mate.
Oh, he's off.
Oh, he's gone. That's what you like about Todd. Just hangs up, Jim. You can't come back at him.
We haven't heard from him for a while.
Thank God.
So it was your performance Monday that brought him back.
I know how good it was.
No, it wasn't.
Very good.
I thought he actually surmised that pretty well.
Yeah. Got a text from Neil last night saying, yeah, thanks, Bill. Just love the way you have a bit of fun and play
it forgettable
on.
And gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Neil said, don't come back. Yeah. I was that embarrassed.
The other text he got was from Carlton United Brewing. Yeah. Never put our bathers on again. Not in your life. Anyway, Grant Hackett's going to join us next, the superstar.
Rush Hour, Triple M.
On your life.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Wallabies, fire up tiny little furry marsupials.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The final night of action at the Australian Swimming Trials is live tonight and exclusive on Amazon Prime Video from 7 p.m. So we got to get one of Australia's greatest ever swimmers on the line, Grant Hackett.
Our Tokyo Olympic swimming team would love to have the career of our next guest. He won our hearts in Sydney, winning the 1500 metre freestyle over Kieran Perkins.
A changing of the guard. He's left a legend in his wake. Grant Hackett, headed for gold. Kieran Perkins will get the silver. Hackett in now.
He then defended his title in Athens with a collapsed lung.
He's even been immortalised by the 12th man.
Hackett! Hackett and Thorpe! There's nothing in it!
Please welcome Grant Hackett.
Three Olympic gold medals, fat, 10 world championships. This is a superstar of the pool. We too easily forget about the legends of our sport and our country. But Grant Hackett joins us now. Hackey!
G'day, JB. G'day, Billy. How are you, boys?
Well, yeah, good, Hacky. Thanks for joining us. Where are all those gold medals in the Olympics and the World Championships and the Pan Pacs? Do you have a nice little memorabilia room?
No, I don't, actually, to be totally honest. I know where the Olympic ones are. It was really funny. My brother and I, at my mum and dad's house, we have these two massive bags just from all the medals that we won over the years. And we literally drag one out to show the kids. This is probably going back 18 months, 24 months ago. And we poured them out, and a couple of Commonwealth Games medals rolled out of there and a couple of others. So it's not something that I put up on the wall. The Olympic ones I do, but a lot of the World Championship ones, they're all kind of scattered all over the place.
Not bad.
Ran into Hack the other night, of course, because we left the broadcasting hub here in South Melbourne and they were doing the swimming in the same centre. And Nicole Livingston and Hack just wandered out after calling the lights out, of course, of the Olympic qualifying that we're going through at the moment. Trials. Hacky, tell us, what sort of a team are we assembling? Because the swimming normally absolutely blows us out of the water with regard to the performance at an Olympics.
Well, the girls are flying, Hack.
They're all flying, in fact, Bill. Actually, they're having a cracking meet so far. I mean, coming into this at trials, we thought, what's going to happen with some of the older athletes because of the pandemic, the extra 12 months? I mean, we have to wait long enough for our meet as it is every 4 years for an Olympic Games, but waiting five just makes it even more brutal. But we've actually seen a lot of the older or, you know, more established athletes compete really well. But a lot of the younger ones over that period have been able to come up and post some absolute cracking times. So, yeah, you talk about the female side, world record by Kaylee McEwen in the 100-meter backstroke. You look at, you know, Emma McKean, Kate Campbell in women's 100-meter freestyle. Ariane Titmus nearly broke the world record both in the 200 and 400-meter freestyle, and they're super tough world records. Almost broke the world record, 0.16 off the men's 200-meter breaststroke, Zach Stubblety-Cook. And the men's 100, 200, 400, and 800-meter freestyle have been phenomenal times. I mean, people are talking about Mack Horton, the fact that he didn't make it, but the reality is, if he was in the US trials, which are going on right now, he would have won those trials. However, the person who won over there wouldn't have made our top four. So that's how fast our men are going in those middle distance events.
Hey, Hack, just talking about the extra year and having to wait, has that cost our man, Mac? Because he would have been right in the sweet spot 12 months ago. Has it cost him?
I'm sure that he would be the last person to want to make an excuse, but there's no doubt it has, particularly that he's a Melbourne-based athlete. I mean, we've gone through four lockdowns down here, and we all know the second lockdown last year, when those guys couldn't train for months on end, it's unequivocal that that is going to have an impact on your performance, not just from a physical point of view, not being able to do the training, but just emotionally and mentally wondering, am I going to get back in the pool? And if I do get back in the pool, am I going to be any good because I've had so much time out? So there's no doubt that that sort of stuff would have had an impact on him this week.
And the oldies, they've been good, as you said, Emily Seabomb and the Campbell sisters, they've all been good also.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great to see Kate get up and swim so well last night in the women's 100-meter freestyle. Obviously, she's had a few ups and downs throughout her career. Bronte, her sister, also swam exceptionally good. you look at that women's 4x1 freestyle relay, we're already the world record holders in that. We go 330.0. If you look at the cumulative times of the first four females in that event and then you put in their fly start, they'd be going about 328. So the depth we have right now, not only are we getting good performances in the top one or two positions, but you look at the women's 100-meter freestyle, the 4x2 freestyle, both men and women, our relays look really, really hot.
Fast pool, Jim, over there in
Adelaide.
Is that
what you're thinking?
I reckon if you measured it, it might be a bit short. Cody Simpson. Now, we know him as the pop star and the dancer and actor, and I think he dated Miley Cyrus. Don't tell me he's a very good swimmer.
Mate, he's not bad, Bill. It's funny enough, I grew up with Cody on the Gold Coast. He was actually my next-door neighbour. I know his parents really, really well, and he was a great swimmer. We trained at the same club, and he was always a great age group athlete. Then all of a sudden, he was over in LA and doing this music thing and in film clips with, you know, Lowrider and touring with Justin Bieber, and I was like, what's going on over there?
Oh, I know.
And he's never lost that itch, right? He had to scratch it finally. He wants to try out for an Olympic Games. The objective wasn't, you know, Tokyo 2021. It was actually Paris 2024. So he's looking at 3 years ahead. He's only been training for 12 months. And that's not enough time for any normal human being to ever think of going to an Olympic Games, particularly on our swim team, which is obviously super, super competitive. However, the guy's improvement rate is absolutely remarkable. So I give you an idea of what it takes to compete at Olympic trials. You have to swim 56 seconds. Now, he qualified a couple of months ago with a 53.6. And this morning in the men's 100-meter butterfly heats, he went 52.8. Now, 51 mid or low would actually qualify for the Olympic team as long as you're in the top two positions. So he's in the final. He's not that far off the best guys in the field. So watch out for him tonight, but watch out for him over the next few years. This guy can swim.
Wow. 1,500 men's, of course, the event you dominated. How are we going to go in Tokyo?
Look, I think we'll do well. We'll have one or two finalists in there. Whether we can get into medal contention or, you know, I think the gold medal might be a little bit out of reach for our guys right now. But Jack McLaughlin swam unbelievably quick in the men's 400-meter freestyle and the 800-meter freestyle. He did personal best times there. So if he can go in the low 1440s, that starts to get you in medal contention on that world stage. And we've also got another youngster coming through, a teenager, Thomas Neal, who's also qualified for the team. And it'll be interesting to see how far he can get under that magic 15-minute barrier. But it'd be great to – it's our most gold medal Olympic event across any discipline, across any sport. So it'd be great to have a couple of people back up there.
Went to a group corporate event, with a group of former legends, including the great Grant Hackett.
And
Glenn Jakovich.
Oh, no.
Who decided late at night, because it's quite a big pool in Port Douglas, decided late at night that head-to-head he would beat Hackie to the end of the pool and back.
Glenn Jakovich.
Idiot Jacko.
Yes, yes.
So we've all...
He's
looked,
a madman, isn't he?
Anyway,
Hack's a laugh.
Hack's sitting back saying nothing with great humility, and we're all just giving it to Jacko, saying, mate, you are dead set kidding yourself. Anyway, eventually Hack just looked at him and said, well, I'll let you get to the end.
What? A lap start.
I'll let you get to the end, I'll still beat you. No. And I'm going, beautiful. So I started to frame a book, and in the end, he crapped himself, Hack.
And didn't do it.
He tightened up, couldn't go. It was too much for him. He got overwhelmed.
These swimmers, Jim, they get out of the water.
Folded like origami, Bill.
That's exactly what it was hilarious, Bill. He lost all of the swagger.
But these blokes get out of the water. Remember we saw who was down there in the bay? Mac. He gets out of the water when they swim.
Oh, no, it's a whole different, Bill. It's like me turning around to Adam Scott and saying, I'll give you, we can both tee off on the first. And I'll beat you. I mean, it was, Hackie, it was embarrassing.
It is quite funny. I mean, people don't realise how fast people are actually moving when they're in the pool. I mean, once you find that skill, I'll give you a bit of an idea how quick people are. You think of a 50-metre pool, Olympic-sized swimming pool. You know, most people, they probably swim down there between 40 and 50 seconds on their best day, and they'd be puffing and panting.
Yep.
When Ian Thorpe was training, get a kickboard, just doing freestyle kick, he would kick down the end of that pool in 27 seconds.
Oh,
just with his legs. You'd have to be running next to him to keep up with him. So I
still wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
No, well, you could do it in a moonwalk. I know you could.
Yeah, I could.
Anyway.
Well, no, they are stars. And you're right. We see them on TV and going, oh, they're not going that quick. Have a look at old Hackie just going along there, looking across and trying to get his silly turn right. Hey,
smile.
Will Brisbane get the Olympics in 2032?
It certainly looks that way. It's you know, a high probability that they will land the Olympics. They're out and out favourites, so, which is great. I mean, it's great for amateur sport if we have another Olympics. I know coming into Sydney when, you know, Juan Antonio Semeraro said Sydney, and I was 13 years of age. I was playing rugby. I was doing surf lifesaving. I love the Ironman series with Trevor Hendy and all those sorts of guys. And I thought, I can't go to the Olympics for those two, but this one I can. And I'm sure once we actually formally land that, a lot of athletes that might be looking or playing other sports will really focus on swimming or some of the other Olympic sports. And yeah, it means a lot to the nation. We saw how much everybody got behind Sydney, and it kind of built the spirit around that time. And I'm sure it'll do it again if we get 2032.
All right, Hack, get stuck into Amazon Prime Video. Final night of action tonight from 7 p.m. The Australian swimming trials have been absolutely superb. You are a superstar. Great chatting to you.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Well done. Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, where have all these fishes come from?
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. And there's five games of footy this weekend,
Hard
JB.
Rounds to get your head around, I reckon, mm-hmm. when there are buys. You don't know who's coming and who's going.
Mm-hmm.
But I know we are all heading to Geelong.
Yeah, we are.
For the Cats Western Bulldogs, which should be a beauty, by the way. Dogs coming off a bye. Cats, I'm guessing, heading into the bye. You haven't had a bye yet, have you?
No, we had a bye 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Okay, yep. So you're fresh and ready to go. So they've opened up the crowd and 7,000 are coming in.
That'd be nice.
Well, Bill.
Only from Geelong, too, the Geelong area.
Why not get like 20,000? What's with seven?
It's up to the government, Jim. Oh, it's not. Of course, Geelong had nothing. And the AFL had nothing.
No corporates. Not, that's not allowed.
I think the pivots are open, Jim.
Are they?
Got a few up there, upstairs.
You and Barron's?
Me and Barron's will be up there having a...
there's
milk.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, Geelong, Western Bulldogs.
Well, good game, Jim. Dogs will come out flying, as we know there. They've got a pretty good side. They haven't got too many injuries. Either have the Cats. Cam Guthrie will come back in. They only got a couple of injuries, the Cats. So I think Geelong at home just.
Tough to beat Geelong down there. All right, Gold Coast, Port Adelaide, Metricon.
Port Adelaide have got to bounce back here. They've really got to bounce back. They weren't great last week, so they bounce back and win by 40+.
Tassie down there, North Melbourne take on Blunston Arena. That's, of course, Hobart, Brisbane.
North Melbourne like it down there, Jim. They play good footy down there. I reckon it'll be cold, wet and windy. Having said all that, Brisbane you'd think would win.
Just got to – I'm not watching every second of what North Melbourne do, but the bits I see, Fat, they got to defend better.
Yeah.
I know the attacking ball movement, and I know all what the, you know, they're trying to get some sizzle into that side of it, but you can't do that without defending behind the footy. Right. They get opened up too quickly, and we saw that last game in the final quarter.
Robbie Tarrant was back, which is great.
Fantastic.
So he'll be
makes
better,
a big difference.
He'll be better for the run. Yep.
Yeah, but just structurally, it looks to me like they need to make the other mob find it hard to move the ball.
Yep. So Tarrant Thomas has kicked the 6 most goals for a midfielder this year.
He's a star, and that's the good news.
And Hall's going all right too.
Tarrant Thomas is a huge talent, high draft pick, and they battled to get the best out of him until the last month or two, but he's looking like he's just starting to bring his best stuff to the table, and that is very exciting. Dave Zuniak, Powell, they've got some good young kids.
All right, they have.
GWS Carlton.
Interesting game
in Sydney.
Yeah, in Giants Stadium, so you'd think the Giants should win, but I reckon Carlton, for some reason, I think we might see Carlton do something for a change, Jim.
For the GWS Giants coach's sake, I would love to, Leon Cameron, I'd love to see them get some artillery back. Hard to keep plugging up holes in the damn wall. They've got ridiculous injury. I'd love to see them, even if it's just for 6 weeks back into the season, get close to their best side back just to show what they're capable of.
Exactly.
Hawthorn, Essendon. They don't like each other. No. Yeah, this is in Launceston.
In Launceston, Jim. Hawks play all right down there. They played well last week. I reckon they're a chance.
You got off the Bombers.
Gone off the Bombers. I'd still like the Bombers, but they're coming off the break. Hawks... good win over Sydney. Sydney were poor. And also down in Launceston where they play pretty good footy. So I think I might go with the Hawks on that one.
A couple of little bits. Yeah. Firstly, I see GWS, speaking of them, Chief Executive Dave Matthews.
Yes.
In the crosshairs for the Cats job, replacing Brian Cook.
Well, he's originally a Geelong boy, Dave Matthews. Are all the Matthews boys, by the way. And he would be, I think, mate, you've got to ring everyone, don't you? You'd ring five. How many would they interview, do you reckon? 5 or 6?
Yep. Well, you'd certainly cast the net very well. Big shoes to fill, by the way.
You'd have a look at Justin Reeves, who's the CEO of Hawthorn, who was down there at Geelong under Cookie. You'd have a look at Stuart Fox, who runs the
I think those two are pretty happy where they are, from what I hear.
Yeah, I think they are. But you've got to talk to them. You have to make the call.
And Braden Pruce has pulled an injury that you never would have.
What's he done?
He's torn a pectoral muscle doing bench press.
He did, Jim. I think it got a bit heavy for him, didn't he?
Bill. That's what I'm saying. It's an injury you never would have
For good reason, an issue with. You don't do bench press, Jim. That's silly. Yeah. You don't run and you don't do bench press because you can get injured, you get hit.
Really?
Car or something when you're
so
running.
Don't run.
Yep. Yeah. And don't do bench press.
You certainly never did either of those things.
Not on your own, Jim.
No.
I got stuck there for 4 hours once. The bar was across my chest.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
All right, idiot song time. We love this. Matty Hayward does a magnificent job in the booth.
Great.
And he's putting it today to a song called I'm All Right, which is the theme song of my favourite movie ever, which is Caddyshack. And I'm telling you right now, Fat, the funniest thing about Caddyshack is all of my sons, and they are 26 down to 12 or 13, have all organically found Caddyshack.
They all love it.
I never played it to any of them. They just organically watched it, and they all pissed themselves laughing. It's the funniest show ever made. Bill Murray, of course. And Bill, Chevy Chase, the way I've established this over 40 years, the way you find out in a room of blokes whether there's any Caddyshack fans in the room who legitimately know the movie.
What do you say?
Right at the start, Judge Smales
walks
into the clubhouse, and as he walks in, he's got the shits because someone's parked in his car park. There's a bloke playing 500, who's one of the club members, and he utters the famous sentence, "You got any eights?" It's as simple as that. So you walk into a room,
and
you say out loud,
"You got any?"
And you get one Caddyshack fan going, "Eights." It's the most obscure line in the whole film, and the two of you piss yourselves laughing because that is how rusted on Caddyshack fans are. If you haven't seen it for a while,
I haven't.
Dust it off. Sit down with Oscar or Max. Or Max.
Max
loves his golf.
He does.
Sit down with Maxie. I'm telling you, it is the funniest film ever made. So I'm All Right, of course, which is Kenny Loggins, who did a lot of movie scores, including Top Gun. And Matty Hayward is a genius. Brooks Koepka winning the US PGA at the Wire to Wire, if you don't mind, umpire, please.
And he doesn't, he's not that in Abin with golf.
Oh, no.
No, it's a very interesting time because we're transiting. What are we doing?
Transitioning.
We're transitioning. Do what you like. Red hair, high pound, pants. Yes, indeed. If you love your golf, don't miss Drummond Golf $30 million classic stock take sale. Stock take sale, Jim, you idiot.
Get in the hole. Get in the hole.
The owner of a golf.
Have you hit a hole in one, Bill?
Once at Geelong Golf Course here. Beautiful par 3, but no one saw it. In a nice, revealing lingerie.
Negligee, even.
But yes. Or lingerie. Anyway. Collingwood went with Ashley Johnson, Jim, who's a very good player over there with Sturt, which is spelt the same way forward and backwards. Called Apollo Jones.
I don't think it is.
No. It would be Sturt.
That's true. That's not right. Yep.
Sturt is a polo drone.
S-T-U-R-T.
Yes.
If the R wasn't there, it'd be a polo drone.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. It still wouldn't.
And it's not a polo drone.
There's no S on the end.
It's Sturt, you idiot. Sturt, Jim, Sturt.
Fat, seriously.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with him?
I don't know, Jim. I tell you what, we need a break.
Oh.
Been doing this for a long time now.
You know, the thing about Caddyshack Fat is Bill Murray, the famous head greenskeeper, Carl Spackler, they reckon he was the only one in the whole script that was allowed to go off script and make his own stuff up. The rest were...
scripted.
So the famous scene where he's got the great big hose between his legs. because he's trying to flush the GoPro. Oh,
gee, listen to him.
He started doing the James Bond theme. You listen to it, he gives it the dim 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 dim. Hey, listen to Q Golf. So I'm telling you, it's the funniest show ever. Anyway, Matty Haywood, how good?
Yeah.
How good?
It just takes the mickey out of poor old Bill. That's all I'd say.
I love it.
Are you kidding? When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs.
So what? So let's dance. I'm telling you, Fat, it's the funniest show ever. All right, I'll tell you what now. Speaking of funny.
What?
Idiot song?
Yeah. We've had it.
Joke?
Probably not.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, download the Listener app. You can listen anytime, anywhere, and get tomorrow's Friday podcast.
I like it. Now, been a very nice show. Love talking about the hacky sack and then, of course, the idiot song. Sheesh, that was sharp, crisp. I love it. So well, let's bring the show right down to finish with a really poxy joke.
In the day with the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
A mum was cleaning out her son's bedroom and come across this fetish. No. Oh, Jim, what about you yesterday, old sad sacks over there? Oh, that was one of the better jokes.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was rubbish.
Anyway, I've got a good one for you, Jim.
Yes.
I've been trying out Chris Hemsworth workout program. I tell you what, it works. I'm really Thor.
Oh, my God. He's gone to the well again.
He's gone to the
well. You told a half-decent joke about your Thor, and then you've gone back to Thor again.
Well, I'm Thor, Jim.
Oh, no. Hit the music. Let's get out of here while we can.
Your Thor.
Wow. No. Send him off.
Woo! He's got been talking.